Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Some of you just sit there all day and complain about your lives. Nothing productive. It's like, oh, I had this horrible experience. Oh my God, me too. Let's just talk about it for 3 hours. What is that doing for you? What you have been through, many people have been through. My question to you is, are you going to be the one with an excuse, or are you going to be the one with a testimony? Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, let me just tell you right off the bat, like no time wasting, this episode is going to be very triggering. Not even just triggering. Let me just be honest with you. This episode is going to hurt. It is going to hurt. I am going to be that person that really encourages you to take accountability today without holding anything back. I will literally be coming for you in this episode. So I just want to give you all that disclaimer because I know a lot of people may not have the people in their lives who hold them accountable. At some point, I felt like I didn't. I am going to be that person for you today, but it is going to hurt. It is going to hurt because I am going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. This one is not for the weak, okay? You have been warned. I say this because I know a lot of you really try to fight for your right to justify your laziness. Some of you, and sometimes it's not even laziness, some of you just, y'all really fight for the right to list every excuse to not do something. Some of y'all live by excuses. Y'all have an excuse for everything. When people talking to you, you're not even listening because you're thinking of all of the excuses that you're going to give when people are calling you out simply because they have your best intentions at heart. But you just have a list of excuses and people will be talking to you and you'll be like, yeah, I hear you, but you haven't heard this excuse yet. This episode is for you. If you are guilty of this, this episode is for you. It's going to be tough. Parts of it might even seem insensitive, but I am not going to be the friend who coddles you. I'm sure you have enough people in your life who are going to coddle you and enable you. I am going to be holding you accountable today. I am literally going to be shaking you today. Like you have been warned. You have been warned, you have been warned, you have been warned. This is for those of you who love to make excuses, who love to justify your poor behavior, who want more, but you just can't seem to, you know, this is for you. This is for you. And if you're the type of person who likes to argue, like if you are really hell-bent on defending every single excuse you can think of, if you are that type of person who loves to complain, This will be very triggering for you. I'm just telling you right off the bat, this will be very triggering for you. And don't even try to argue with me because I will not respond. I am literally just going to pretty much, yeah, y'all, this one is going to be rough, but you need to hear it. You need to hear it. Every time I make an episode, I will randomly get the idea throughout the day, and then somebody will tell me, oh, this really resonated with me, this really helps me. So I know I don't get these ideas for nothing. For some reason, it's been really pressing me to make an episode exactly like this. So for whoever needs a pep talk, a very serious, very frank pep talk without all of the coddling that you are used to, this is it. Now brace yourself. Here's the thing, right? Now, I know there are different points, different perspectives of what I'm about to say, but let's just talk about the specific point of view that I'm going to be talking about. Not the others. Don't focus on the others. Don't come at me with your excuses. This is not the time. But there are 7 billion people on this planet, right? None of your experiences are unique. None of your experiences are unique. Have you ever tried to Google something really weird? And before you even finish, like as you start typing it in, the autofill just finishes your thought. And in your mind, it was like, that was a very weird thing. You didn't think anybody would think this, but Google is already telling you that a bunch of other people have already searched this. It's because a lot of our experiences are not unique. Where I'm going with this is what you have been through, many people have been through. My question to you is, are you going to be the one with an excuse, or are you going to be the one with a testimony? Because some of you harp on things that already happened that you can't change. And I'm not even going to go into depth. I'm not even going to talk about what it might be, because like I said, it's not unique. And I know this part sounds very insensitive. Do your best to forgive me. I have good intentions. But the excuses have to stop. It kind of invalidates your feelings when I say that other people had it worse and they're still doing fine or better than you. I know that's very invalidating because, you know, I mean, on the flip side, you could say, well, other people have it better. Why should you be happy? But I know it invalidates your feelings and I apologize for that. But like I said, this is going to be a very rough pep talk because my goal, my intentions for this episode is to have you thinking that instead of being the one with an excuse, instead of being the one who went through something and every time you meet people or you talk about it, you have to be like, yeah, so this happened to me and, you know, life was just hard and I just struggled. Instead of being that person, I'm trying to get you to think of it differently and possibly see yourself saying, yeah, I went through this, but look at how I came through it. Look at what I accomplished despite the things that I've been through. Look at all of the pain that I went through and look at how I am using this to help so many people now. I want you to be the person who says that. I want you to be the person who inspires people with your strength, with your resilience, versus the person who always complains and then people don't want to be around you because they know you're going to suck the life out of them with your excuses and your sob stories. I do not want you to be that person. That is why I'm making this episode. A lot of the things I'm going to say is going to be triggering you. And if it does, it's because you probably don't have people around you who will hold you accountable. I am always like, I'm the friend, you come to me, you say you want to do something, I'll give you a deadline right then and there. Like, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? Like, let's execute, let's not talk about things and then only talk about things, right? I am holding you accountable in this episode. Some of you want to do things, that will require a bit more time and effort and discipline on your part. And it's not that you're not doing well. You're doing really good for yourself, but that next level you want to go to is going to require a little bit more from you, right? Like, there's some part of you who wants to self-sabotage and be like, you know what? I'm doing really good. I don't even really need to do this. I'm actually really tired. I feel like I should take a break. And you go to some of your friends with that thought like, yeah, I want to do this, but like, I just feel like, you know, like maybe I should take a break or whatever. And you have these friends talking to you like, yeah, you know what? You've done really good for yourself. You just need to take a break. You just need to relax. The reality of the situation is you are literally, you know, you are not satisfied because you know you are operating on 30% of your full potential, but you are letting these friends and these people convince you that you should take a break or slow down, or that you are doing enough just because your 30% looks like their 100%. Y'all are literally not on the same playing field, but that self-sabotaging voice in your mind is telling you to settle down and slow down and stop. And you're going to these people who don't dream as big as you. They cannot see things the way you see things. Their goals aren't as big as yours, and you're letting them convince you to slow down, to pump the brakes. I am not letting you do that. That is why I'm making this episode. If you know you are operating on 30% of your potential or anything less than 100%, you should strive to get to that 100%. You should strive to be the best you can be. Your standards that you have for yourself is not going to be like anybody else's. Your 30% could be somebody else's 100%. Don't go to that person and ask them for advice, because they are going to make you slow down. You know what you need to do. You need to get around people who will encourage you to live out your full potential, who will give you knowledge to get the things that you want. And you need to stop hanging around or stop seeking advice from people who are only going to make you remain stagnant. This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself, and if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there, and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. That is why I'm making this episode. You do not need to be coddled. You do not need to be coddled. You do not need to be consoled. You do not need the excuses, the self-sabotaging behavior. I know we all have it, but today I'm holding you accountable for it. You need to stop, you know, like stop coasting. You know you need to put your foot on the gas, but you're around people who are encouraging you to coast. Today I'm telling you to take your foot off of the brakes and put your foot on the gas. I'm not going to allow you to keep making excuses for yourself. You need to know who in your life you can go to for inspiration and who you need to stay away from when you need advice. You need to accept people for who they are in your life, but then place them accordingly. Place them accordingly. Some of you, like you know your friend groups better than I do, right? You know that there are some people you can go to when you need, like when you feel down or you need encouragement, or something happened and you just need like an extra push. You know that there are some people you can go to and they will like really encourage you. They will help you see the bright side of things. They will try to help you and assist you in any way that they can. And you also know on the flip side that there are some people you really should stay away from with any type of fear, any type of doubt, because you know they will take that and they will run with it. Some of you have friends where it's like you want to do this small little thing, or you want to do something and then you say, I'm kind of afraid of doing this because what if I take this risk and then I lose money? And then that's all you have to tell them. I'm afraid of doing this. And they'll be like, yeah, I don't think you should do it, you know, because what if you lose all this money and then, like, you know, you can't pay your bills? Or like, what if you die in an accident along the way? Like, let me tell you something. You need to understand how these people will respond to the things that you bring them, and you need to act accordingly. You know who will discourage you. Do not go to them for motivation. Do not go to them for advice. Maybe they serve another purpose in your life. Let that be their purpose, but do not try to interchange it and then get yourself discouraged in the process. That is why I'm making this episode. Because if you do not have a person that will hold you accountable, I will be the one. I have time today. If you are triggered by anything I say in this episode, it's probably because you are used to being coddled, you're used to being consoled, you're used to people telling you, yeah, it's okay to slow down, it's okay to do nothing. We're not doing that today. We're not doing that today. If you know there's something you need to do, I need you to do it. I need you to do it, and I need to stop making excuses. Because some of you, maybe you're not in the ideal situation in your life. You're not in the ideal situation. It's not the best, but you have that mustard seed faith, that little mustard seed that God requires. You have that little mustard seed, but you go talking about these things that you want to people who don't want any better, and they just keep encouraging you to stay in the same place. They will crush that little mustard seed that God is saying, come to me, but you go into them. Stop doing that. Stop being with people who stop making excuses, and stop going to people who encourage you to make excuses or help you justify your excuses. What are your excuses doing for you? How is it helping you? For those of you who are so gung-ho on making excuses for everything, what is it doing for you? How is it helping you? If you want to change your life, if you want to see change in your life, if you want to improve your life, you need to start doing things differently. You need to stop making these excuses. Your excuses will always, some of you use these excuses as crutches, as, well, I can't do this because ABC. Remember what I said in the beginning? There are 7 billion people on this earth. Your experience is not unique. There are people who are struggling like you, and there are people who are using that as fuel for their motivation and doing something about it. You need to expose yourself to more of the people who are doing something about it, and distance yourself from the people in your life who are coddling you, because you will wake up a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and still be in the same place, or still be very unhappy, very unfulfilled, no progress whatsoever. Stop making these excuses. Stop justifying things. Like, if you have somebody in your life who, let's use me for example, right? Because I am pretty much more or less dragging you right now a little bit, right? Just a little bit. But if you have somebody in your life like me who is talking to you like this, saying, hey, you really need to cut back on the excuses. For those of you listening who are literally thinking of all of the excuses and probably thinking to yourself, oh, well, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know what I've been through. She doesn't know all of these struggles and trials and tribulations. That's why she can say this. You know, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know my life. What is that doing for you? What has it done for you so far? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? It's not doing anything for you. So it makes no sense, regardless of how you're taking the way I'm saying it. It makes no sense to try to argue with me on social media, or argue with me in your mind while you're listening to this, or pause this episode to run through your list of excuses or reasons why I'm wrong for saying what I'm saying. What is it doing for you? That is my question. That's what I really want you to think about. What are these excuses doing for you? What is fighting for your right to complain? What is going down your list of complaints doing for you? Where is that taking you? It's literally making you more and more miserable of your situation. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you, and it's going to repel people who will want to help you, because some of you have a problem for every solution that people present. It's like, oh, well, I have this problem, blah, 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 blah. And somebody will be like, okay, well, you know, that's very unfortunate, but I can help you through this. We can do this instead. You can do this. Well, you know, excuse number one, excuse number two, excuse number three. What is it doing for you? Absolutely nothing. Why are you fighting for the right to justify your excuses and your complaints? One thing I will never do on this podcast is enable your bad behaviors and your bad habits. One thing I will not do is I will not enable it. And if there's anything that I personally, let me tell you something, I don't claim to be perfect, but if there's anything that I need to work on myself, I will always call myself out for it. Okay, the last few episodes, I was literally being honest with y'all. I was basing my worthiness on what I was doing instead of who I am. Like, you know, like I have my things to work. I have my own problems and my own things to work on. But my thing is, I never dwell on excuses or complaints. Sometimes there are things I just genuinely don't want to do. But let me tell you something. I will literally set a timer for like 5 minutes, or I will just sit there and I will run through every excuse or complaints that I have. If I come across a problem or situation that I don't like or something I don't want to do, I will sit there and I will like run through my list of complaints and excuses and all of my distress in my mind. And then I will say, okay, now that I got that out of the way, let me act upon it. Like, let me focus on the solution. It sounds very robotic, but in some ways maybe it is, but also I just understand that for me personally at this point, a lot of the problems or issues that arises in my life, some of them is like, it's really just me overthinking it, because sometimes there's just one simple thing I need to do, but because I don't want to do it for whatever reason, I will come up with a list of excuses and justifications and saying, okay, I'll do it tomorrow, and saying, okay, I don't want to do this one thing that I know I have to do, that there's no other alternative to get rid of the problem other than me actually doing it. So let me just do a bunch of other things instead, so that I can still feel accomplished even though I'm avoiding doing this one thing. At the end of the day, it has to get done. At the end of the day, the problem is not going to go away until I get it done. So I will run through my excuses, run through my complaints, etc., but I am not going to dwell in it. Stop dwelling in your excuses. It's not doing nothing for you other than holding you back. Now, if you are okay with that, if you're satisfied, if you look at your life now and you think about it and you say, I would really love to be in this exact same spot a year from now or 10 years from now, then this is not the podcast for you. It's not the podcast for you. I don't even know how you got this far. This is not the podcast for you. But if you know you need to work on your excuses, your complaints, this is me holding you accountable. This is me giving you a very rough pep talk and telling you, number one, yes, I understand it's very hard, but one thing I really need you to pay attention to is who you go to with these excuses and these complaints. Because some people, like I said, your community, your environment, your friends group, your friend group will enable you. Some of you just sit there all day and complain about your lives. Nothing productive. It's like, oh, I had this horrible experience. Oh my God, me too. Let's just talk about it for 3 hours. What is that doing for you? Like, on one end, it's therapeutic. There's nothing wrong with like discussing your problems and venting and getting it off your chest. My thing is, do not dwell in the complaints. At some point in time, you need to get up and you need to work on a solution. Do not stay dwelling on the problem. Where is the solution? Usually, I always see, and because I always look for it too, but I always see people on both sides of a problem. Meaning, if you look, you will always find the people who are struggling with the problem and who have excuses and complaints and just, you know, they're so eager to meet new people to tell them all of their woes and all of the bad things in their life that happened to them. They just find so much comfort dwelling on the negativity. And then you will also find people on the other side of the spectrum who are a lot more positive about it, and they don't even look like what they've been through. I feel like where your mindset at really determines which one you're exposed to more often. Because if you're struggling and you love to complain and all of that stuff, typically you end up attracting or like finding more people in your position or who have stuff to complain about, so y'all can just complain all day. But people who are more optimistic tend to seek out people who have overcome the things they're struggling with. And it's just so inspiring to see, as somebody who has done it myself, there have been things that I have dealt with that have been very hard for me, and they used to be my excuses, they used to be my crutch. If this is your first time listening to my podcast, this is a very bad episode to start on, because if you haven't, you wouldn't know that I've talked about a lot of the things that I've been through and whatnot, like even almost committing suicide. Like, I've been through rough points in my life, and one of the things that has really helped me is, even in the midst of struggling or like on my healing journey, I always sought out people with similar experiences who had a testimony versus the people who had an excuse. It is just so freeing and inspiring to see somebody who has been through absolute hell, absolute trauma, things that's like, how did you even get through that? And they can literally have a TED talk about it and just talk about the trauma and get to a point where it's not like it doesn't faze them anymore, but they understand the importance of sharing it to help other people, you know, whatever it is for them. They have gotten to a point where they have healed and they can talk about these things, and they have used it to find their purpose, to help other people, or to do something inspiring. Like, when you watch people who've been through hell talk about, yeah, okay, I went through hell, but look at all of the amazing things I have done, look at how I have came out of the situation, that is so refreshing to look at, so inspiring. And if you are somebody who tends to dwell on the problem, I would highly encourage you to try to seek out people, look for a TED talk, look for something, go on YouTube, go on Google, check in your everyday life. Do your best to try to find people who are struggling with the exact same thing you are struggling with, but they overcame it. Because I promise you, that will help you so much and help you realize that it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world, and there is a possibility of getting on the other side of all of that pain. There is a possibility of healing. You don't have to hurt for the rest of your life. You don't have to struggle for the rest of your life. You don't have to be that one person that everybody knows who always has an excuse. You don't have to dwell on the problem for the rest of your life. And you don't have to be around a type of people who will always discourage you, always encourage you to settle, because they cannot see the vision, the things that you want to accomplish. And they are very satisfied with the version of you today who's playing it very small, because it makes them feel comfortable and doesn't make them feel like they have to upgrade their life or do anything with their life. Check your friends, check your environment, check the people you are venting to, and check yourself. Check yourself and stop making excuses. Stop always fighting with people to make excuses. Stop always feeling like a victim. That sounds so insensitive. That sounds so insensitive. I'm so sorry. It's obviously not the easiest thing to do, but if you listen to a lot of my prior episodes, I actually talk about the process of healing and all of this stuff. So, you know, I have some resources to help you with that. But like I said, what I'm trying to say is, I'm not trying to make it seem so simple to stop doing that. I'm trying to encourage you to stop dwelling on your excuses and to be a little bit more optimistic. Like, do it for you. This is not about anybody else. If you know you are not satisfied in your life where you are right now, the excuses, I'm telling you, it will make you wake up a year from now, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, with nothing but regret. Short term, it might feel, you know, like you're validating your emotions, your feelings, and that can be very comforting. I understand that, right? Sometimes it's necessary to vent and do all of that. All I'm saying, the purpose of this episode is, don't dwell. Don't dwell on the problem. Don't dwell on the problem and stop going to people who will take your fears and overestimate them and make you settle. If you want to do something, get it done. Get it done. Set a timer if you need to. Set a timer for 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 24 hours. Some of you might need a week. Set a timer and go through all of your excuses, all of your complaints. Literally, I want you to say it out loud. Say it out loud. Write it down. However you feel like will be the best form of release. But release it. Release all of your excuses. Write each and every one of them down. Why you cannot do the things you want to do. Why you cannot start today. Why it's too soon to start this thing you want to do. Why you're not ready to step outside of your comfort zone and do this one thing that you really want to do that you've been putting off for too damn long now. Go through all of your excuses. Go through all of it. Write all of it down. Say all of it out loud. Set a timer. Get it off your chest. Get it off your chest. Go through all of the excuses. Get it off your chest. Because let me tell you something, after this episode, you will not be dwelling on the problem. I will never encourage you. I will never coddle you. I will never accept anything other than the best from you. If you want to be coddled, this is not this, you in the wrong place. You in the wrong place. I know this was harsh. I know it was harsh. I know some things I said was harsh. And I promise you, I didn't say to bash you. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just trying to be as blunt as possible so you get the point. Stop holding yourself back. Stop holding on to these excuses. Stop it. It's not doing anything for you. It's not doing anything for the people you care about. Stop it. Set your timer, go through the list, and then when you finish, make a list of solutions for all of these problems and get to work. Today, I'm holding you accountable. Get to work, okay? And the last thing I will leave you with is this simple question. At the end of the day, are you going to be the one with an excuse or are you going to have a testimony? That is all I have to say this week. I will talk to you next Sunday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.